Hey agents, welcome back to another episode of Prime Tips. Hey, the weather is getting nice up in North America, and we're getting out into the field and getting into areas that we haven't been to for a while, and we're finding out that in some cases, well, the cell data there just plain sucks. So we're looking at areas that the cell data was decent a couple years ago, 3 years ago, but things have changed, and now the cell data in those areas is getting so poor that it's kind of hard to play in those areas. And it's really become apparent whenever you're doing something like a portal submission or your portal scan. So they've made some changes to the scanner that we didn't really see or recognize until we got into this situation. So I figured we'd want to take a look at it and see what's going on. So those changes make the submission better than it used to be. Now, they did add a while back that you could upload later. And I would suggest, again, I'll say this later, it's probably better that if you do your scan or you do your portal submission and then upload it later. And then when you get into some place where you have Wi-Fi, upload them all. But that being said, there's certain times that you may not be able to do that, that you need to do that right away or you want to do it right away. So they've changed things a little bit to make that a little better. Let's take a look at it. Okay, agents, Dewey J in the field on a nice spring day. We're looking at uploading nominations of portals in poor cell data areas. I happen to be in an area that, although you couldn't tell it from the number of portals here, that the data is pretty poor. It used to be pretty good, now it's pretty poor. Yeah, the data area in this particular area is to the point that there's certain areas in this nature preserve that I can't even really hack a portal anymore. If I throw on a resonator, it might time out. So the data's gotten bad.
So I have scanned one portal, not scanned, but did a nomination. You notice that I have the nominations on the screen. I did find in an earlier test that after I did a nomination, that nominations item on the screen was not there. And when I did this one, as soon as I came back, it was not there, but it did return. So I have told this that I want to submit it later.
And by the way, on that button, nominations button disappearing, I had to do a restart of the scanner before it came back. So I don't know whether that was a bug or whether it's something that you might see if you have one pending. I got more feeling it's just a bug.
So when I go to portal contributions, you'll notice that it says I have one contribution pending. That's that one scan. The big thing is they have changed the way that upload works. It used to be you had no idea how much data was being sent out, and if it failed, it failed. It had to do it all in one chunk.
Yeah, and it did previously. It gave you the upload and it gave you so many megabytes. So you had an idea of how much total data that you needed to send out, but you had no idea what percentage of that data was being sent, whether it was going to time out right away, and again, when it failed, it seemed like it had to start all over again.
So we're going to try and upload. We're going to go ahead and say yes. And you notice that upload portal contributions. And I get to 25%, which is what I saw last time. And then it's going to start to do uploading. And it may go to 30 or 40. But it makes jumps. So it looks as though it's sending packets of information. And then it's trying to verify those packets, and then that will jump. The nice thing is that if it fails, it will kind of come back to where it was before it failed. So let's see if it'll get a little jump here. There we got, oh, we went all the way to 26%. But for those of us that are in rural areas, this is a big help because those portal contributions, what I had to do before, was do one contribution, walk out to where there was good cell signal, upload that one contribution, then come back and get another one that was sitting right next to it.
And in all honesty, what I was doing in most cases was I would get one contribution and just take it back home or to a place where I had a Wi-Fi and dump it there, upload it there on Wi-Fi, saving again, you know, charges that bandwidth that I have on a cell data. But it just works so much faster. And actually, if you're in good cell data, the upload here works rather well.
So It's trying its best. I'm hoping that it will fail somewhere along the way so we can see it do its restart, but it's doing pretty good so far. If I hit the manage button, I can tell it, hey, I'd like to bail on this and go ahead and do it later, which is what I really suggest, especially those of you that are on a data plan. If you're going to be doing a lot of portal scans or portal nominations, it's just going to eat up your data. So you can queue those up, and then when you do get to an area where it's good, you can upload them all.
Now, there is a little bit of a danger there. Is don't forget to come back and submit them. I've had a couple of times where I've scanned, you know, 4 or 5, and I have to say upload later, and then I kind of forget about it. And 3 or 4 or 5 days later, I come in, it's like, oh crap, I've got these contributions that I need to upload. So don't forget about them.
I'm surprised. This is actually going pretty well so far. Come on, baby, I want you to fail. And it may get all the way to 100% and do its checking and fail. So I'm guessing that it's sending along error checking packets with the information, and then on the server end, it's checking the CRC or the error checking packet that comes along with it. And if that doesn't match up, it will either tell it to try again, or it may even drop back to an earlier percentage and say, hey, those packets that you sent me, I can't verify them, so we're going to try and get some more. But there she's going a little more.
And what's it actually sending? It, you notice that when it started out, it went 25%, and now it's kind of chunking along. My guess is that the 25% was just the text information, latitude and longitude, the name, the description, that kind of information, which can go rather quickly. And so 1 or 2 packets will do that. But it's the pictures that probably take a longer time. So if you're going to be doing a lot of this, and if this is taking a lot longer, one thing that you might think about doing is changing the camera or the settings for pictures on your phone so that it sends a lower resolution. You know, you really don't need to send a 25 meg picture of a portal, because it's going to get optimized down to something that's palatable for the system to send back and forth as portal pictures. So it doesn't do you really any good to send a real high resolution picture just because it has a lot of data. On the other hand, you don't want to send something that's so poor it just looks bad.
This thing's going to make a liar out of me. I think it's going to get the whole thing, but it does take quite a while. It's still trying. And I do like the idea that you can see the percentage of how much is there, what you're uploading. The last time I actually got to see the name of the portal that I was uploading, so it could tell me what it was.
Yeah, you'll see that under manage, as we'll see here in a little bit. But the thing about seeing the percentage can be something, you know, if you've spent 15 minutes and you're only sitting at 30%, it's like, okay, I'm going to be here for another half an hour. I need to bail on this and hit manage. Or if it's, you know, going up to 90% and then it's timing out, then it's maybe worth sitting and trying it out.
Although this time I don't see it. So the other one, maybe it had tried it a little bit and then came back to it. But I'm just stalling for time to see this thing fail. Or maybe get better. Yeah, so long that my screensaver kicked on.
And talking about how long, this is about how long in some of these portals in this low data area would take to, say, put on one resonator. So you put on that one resonator and you wait and you wait and wait, and it may fail or it may go, and then put on another one and wait and wait and wait.
So we're going to just sit here for a while and let it go. Again, I wouldn't suggest this for other ones because it just takes too long. And again, it might be eating up your data package if you have a limited amount of data to work with. 72%. Now you can tell from this reaction that I don't get to play out here much, because even deploying is a pain in the butt because it will take a long time. You'll put one on and you may have to walk or come back later and get it. So.
And that being said, it can actually turn that into an advantage. So if you do have this area where there's a number of portals and it just takes forever for you to put on resonators and throw links and things of that nature, that makes it kind of a hardened portal area, because if you are in a good cell data area or sitting on a Wi-Fi connection and someone comes in to take down those portals, say maybe they're anchors on an operation or big fields, they're going to be battling that poor cell data speed as they try to put off bursters. You, on the other hand, are going to be sitting on a fast Wi-Fi connection, and you can recharge much quicker than they can throw out bursters.
This might be a place that would be good if you had an alternative cell package. For instance, I'm on Verizon, and Verizon is here. Okay, here we go. Contribution upload failed. And I can go back and I can tell it to upload all. And I'm going to go ahead and say yes. And it should see where it's at, 25%. And then it should jump a little bit, because it should start to error check what it had and then jump. So there it goes to 27, 29, 31. So you notice it is going a little bit faster this time around.
Yeah, it kind of looks like it may cache some of that data on the server. And so instead of asking for the packets to be sent again, it may be requesting just error checking or data checking information to be sent, and then it can check the packet that it already has, said, yep, this one's good, and go on down the road.
So it's nice that it has that fallback and a fail. So we're just gonna keep it looking here. As I was saying, if you have like a portable Wi-Fi, a hotspot or something from another provider, so I'm Verizon where I'm at now, and this is pretty bad here, but if I had, say, T-Mobile on a hotspot, I would flip over and use the hotspot and get it to go. Now I'm actually walking out into an area where my cell signal's a little bit better, so this is gonna go a little bit better, and it still failed. So we'll, hit manage this time and hit try.
And notice that it started at 48% there instead of falling back to the 25%. So it's got some data that is verified and that is cached, and it's picking up from there. And that's how the speed increases, so to say.
And it's a little different screen. So I hit manage and I told it to retry. And now I'm seeing what I'm submitting. It's a portal called Red Oak, and it's at 73%. So there's a couple different screens you might see, but the idea is the same. And it looks like she went through that time. So there you have it. Uploading portals and scans in cell areas that just have really poor cell. It's a better experience in this version of the scanner. So I hope I see you in the field soon, agents. So long.
Yeah, and all that being said, it's not really gonna make your cell data run faster. It's not going to make it more reliable, but it is going to make it possible for you to do those uploads in the field. And again, I would say if all possible, just queue them up and upload them later. And speaking of later, I hope I see you later in the field. Goodbye, agents.